WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. There is better news this morning for a high school football player who had to be placed into a medically induced coma after rupturing his spleen during a game. It's been a week since the teen was taken to the hospital, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with the update this morning. Patrick?
Eric, doctors say they are happy with the progress Union High School senior Kofi Ansah has made over the past week after suffering the lacerated spleen in a game against Bridgewater Raritan two Fridays ago. He was put in the coma after the spleen was removed, but according to a GoFundMe page that has already raised over $19,000, his health is moving in a positive direction. As for Ansah's team, they have just completed their first undefeated regular season in 28 years. The game ball from this past weekend's game that ran their record to 8-0 dedicated to Ansah, and will keep fighting for him as they start the playoffs Friday. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A 21-year-old Bergen County man has been arrested after the death of a 19-year-old woman who was found unresponsive in her vehicle. Investigators have not released many details, but say Michael Gaffney was with Frances Victoria Garcia in the backseat of her car when she died from compression injuries to her neck. It's not clear if they knew each other, why they were in the backseat of the car outside her apartment. Gaffney's been charged with reckless manslaughter. A Jersey survivor of domestic violence has founded a system to help other victims hold their attackers accountable. Many cases are dismissed due to lack of evidence. This aims to eliminate that obstacle.
Victim's Voice, based out of Princeton, is a legally admissible documentation tool for victims of abuse and domestic violence, says CEO Sherry Kurtical. When any abuse occurs, even emotional abuse,
our app allows them to talk about what happened in their own words, but it also brings them through a series of guided questions that collects the evidence, and it allows them to upload photographs.
Kurtical says the subscription service isn't something a victim would download on their phone or tablet. It's run on the web, so it can be accessed anywhere in case the individual's device is being monitored. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A berry recall at Aldi's stores. Bags of frozen raspberries and mixed berries sold under the Season's Choice label could be contaminated with hepatitis A. Officials say there have been no reported illnesses, and the recall is voluntary. All 80 seats in New Jersey's Democrat-led assembly are on the ballot in tomorrow's election, with Republicans fighting to prevent a repeat of last year's rout in congressional races. Voters in a single South Jersey district will pick a state senator to fill the seat that Congressman Jeff Van Drew left when he was elected to Congress. There's also a statewide public question. You're being asked whether to allow veterans to receive a property tax deduction if they live in a continuing care retirement community.
Veterans who serve during wartime can receive a $250 property tax deduction for a home they own. It's not available to those who live in a continuing care retirement community because they don't own title to the house, though they do pay taxes through the community. Senator Vin Gopal says it's a basic benefit that should be extended to more veterans.
Obviously, when you're talking about the grand scheme of things, $250 is a small amount, but it's the principle of making sure that we respect and honor this benefit that veterans should get.
The deduction is paid for by the state. A community would be required to deduct it from a resident's bill. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.